listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you don't recognize that music, don't worry. We're going to tell you all about it. It's from a classic German fairy tale turned into the musical The Black Rider. It's being staged by Green Valley Theater. And the show opened last weekend. The book is by William S. Burroughs, music and lyrics by Tom Waits. This is the Sacramento premiere of this musical in the studio with me. The all-in-one director, scene designer, and costume designer, Christopher Cook. You probably wear even more hats than that, Chris.
Well, hello there, Beth. Yeah, totally.
Glad to have you here. Also, the actor who plays Pegleg, that is Victoria Timoteo.
Hi,
Hi, Victoria. A lot to say about your character. So let's talk about this musical. It is new to some audiences here. And this is the classic young man makes a deal with the devil, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird story. It's old, you know, it's German, it's funky, and it's been a lot to put together.
Der Freischütz?
Der Freischütz, yes. That's the, in German, the free shooter. Basically the idea that making a deal with the devil for some bullets that will hit anything that the hunter wants. However, the deal being that one bullet out of them will hit anything that the devil wants.
So our producers walked into the newsroom and said, Satan's here this morning.
Hello.
Do you want to take it from there, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. Being the devil is awesome. from Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale, the devil is seen as a soldier with a peg leg and also as like an old hag and things like that. And in German folklore, the devil's seen as many different things. So it's cool that I get to play like a few different characters as well as the devil. So, I don't know. It's challenging, but I get to be very physical and very scary.
I haven't seen the show. Are you supposed to be gender specific as the devil?
Not really. We refer to the devil as he and him, but it's kind of just more so playing a character in general. So it's not very gender specific, I think. The devil's more of like a creature than a person.
Can I hear some of the voice?
Yeah,
could
definitely.
Could you do a little bit for me?
Yeah, I have like a little teeny monologue.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Do you want to
get
like,
I'll
the
tell
setting?
Everybody. This is, again, Victoria Timoteo, and this is the Sacramento premiere of The Black Rider being staged by Green Valley Theater.
Yeah.
So in this scene, Wilhelm has gone into the forest and is basically realizing that he can't shoot at all. And so, therefore, cannot prove himself to the hunter's family.
He's kind of a bookish guy, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm. He's the city slicker. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's very bumbling and played by an amazing Kyle Welling, who's just totally killing it on stage. But he's not killing anything in the forest. And so he basically is approached by the devil. And
because, can we just say a little bit more here? He's in love with a woman. And she's not going to be allowed to marry him because he can't shoot?
Yes. Basically, it's a hunter's family. They live in the forest. There's a mom, dad, daughter. And daughter has fallen in love with the city guy. And the father absolutely will not let them marry because of the fact that the city guy cannot provide for the family, so to speak, in that way, in a way that he can relate to.
So we have a problem. Mm-hmm. Perfect entree for the devil.
Yeah. So... Well, laddie buck, you seem to be down on your luck, but don't worry, it's fine. I'll lend you some marbles of mine. It's easy fixed. Question of how the bullet is mixed. You're lucky you came to me and not some bloody quack. As an old soldier, I've got the knack. Here are some bullets, very sure. You've got the trouble, I've got the cure. That's it.
Oh, you're pretty wicked.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm a little bit louder on stage, but.
Does a parental warning go along with the show, Chris?
Only partially. Mm-hmm. There are, to be completely very careful about stuff, we're always very careful in our parental warnings at Green Valley. Things like there's a couple of four-letter words.
Okay.
But there's nothing sexy. And however, there's a lot of little cute little stuffed animals that get shot.
Oh, oh, no.
And so there's a lot of dead animals running around.
Not the stuffies.
Exactly. So there's a lot of very cute little animals.
Well, you can't have a show like this without some shooting somewhere along the way. Yeah. How about the Tom Waits music?
The Tom Waits music is gorgeous. And that's actually what drew us to the show in the first place. Unfortunately, what's out there to listen to is very sparse. There's a really cool album that he made as a concept album for the show. And then there's some other recordings of other groups. But there's not much. And so we ended up having to go through an entire process of reorchestrating the music and kind of discovering the beauty that he composed into it. It's just amazing.
Wow. Well, for a sample, here is a bit of Black Rider. I think it's a song titled November. Let's listen. Production that was staged in Norway. That is a piece of the music composed by Tom Waits. So how much license did you feel like you had in directing this, Christopher, for Green Valley Theater to take it on in a region where it hasn't been staged before? Seems wide open to make some changes or improvise.
Completely. The original was done by Robert Wilson, and it was done in a very, very specific avant-garde German style, which makes it it means you have a contentious relationship with it, because you don't want to just simply, you can't approach a work and say, hey, let's go ahead and take his direction, because that's not our show, and it'd be disingenuous to do so. So it means we had to completely start from scratch on this, because it has been staged quite a bit in Europe, but not so much in the U.S. In Berkeley, it's been around the country a bit, but it's not done so much on this side of the pond. And so we basically completely started from scratch on this. We took that avant-garde style and we decided to take what is a very American approach to it. So we took vaudeville. So we have a vaudeville kind of idea to the slapstick comedy. Everything is very physical. And at the same time, we also decided to take an imagined – we basically took from the beginning. We thought, what if we had this imaginary theater company? The Kolber Kinderspiel, the most excellent und strenuous Kolber Kinderspiel. And they are this ragtag group, and they're in this Bavarian forest pub, and they're trying to put on this show, and they're just really trying their hardest, and it might not be turning out so well for them. And so that's how we imagined it. Same thing with the music. Can you sit there? Do I ask them to do their own Tom Waits impression? Well, that's weird and that's odd and it's disingenuous again. So it meant that we had to find what it is about each performer and what they bring to each one of the roles.
That's Christopher Cook. He is director, scene designer, and costume designer. Also in the studio with me is Victoria Timoteo, who is in the role of Peg Leg / the devil / the evil, fun, wicked character to watch. Tell me about your costuming.
Costuming? So we did Shock-Headed Peter a couple years ago.
Right.
And there's a jacket that I wore in Shock-Headed Peter that we were like, we got to wear it again, because it's got a lot of good juju in that, just from that show, because it was very similar to this. It was like German folklore and things like that. I'm in all black, and I have one regular shoe, and then I have one high-heeled boot, and it's glittery, so you can see it. So that's the peg leg that we utilize in that. So I use that a lot with my physicality and just utilizing the sound of that stepping.
Are you liking this niche of avant-garde, unusual, weird, as you say, Chris, understatement, weird plays?
Well, I figure you can always put on a show. Any theater company, we can always put on a show. We can put on things that people have, and there is a lot of satisfaction to putting on things that you've seen before, or things that you connect with because you saw a movie of it or that sort of thing. But I think there's also a place, and I think there's a place for it. And I also think the Sacramento community is really hungry for new and odd and weird and experimental. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of success with a lot of great companies around town that are doing that kind of stuff. And we like to find the weird ones.
Did you know this musical, Victoria?
I actually didn't before this. No, yeah. It was a really fun surprise.
So it is, again, The Black Rider. It's being staged at Westminster Presbyterian Church Hall, which is at 1300 N Street in Sacramento. It opened August 3rd. It continues through the 25th, and shows are Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 7. What kind of audience reaction are you getting?
We're having, like, a really good turnout. It's so much fun. Like, it's fun to hear the audience react to things that we didn't expect. You know, we're like, oh, that is funny. Or like, oh, that is weird and like hard to grasp. But it's really cool. And I feel like everyone's there like for a really great experience. So,
do you have one of those moments for your own character where there was a reaction you didn't expect, or a moment or a laugh?
I think just for like the opening part, just because we utilize the space in a really cool way. There's like a really cool catwalk, and I'm not going to give anything away, but we do something fun with that in the opening. So it's fun to see everyone not expect, you know, the action to come from there. So I like seeing that.
I do want to let people know, in terms of tickets, we're going to post a link to Green Valley Theater, which is spelled theatre.com/tickets. But you can also buy tickets right at the church hall, mm-hmm. right before the show, correct?
Okay. Free parking, by the way.
Free parking is always nice. Yes. Green Valley is now in, what are you at, 13 years as a theater company in Sacramento? I think that would be right if you were founded in 2005. So are you already looking ahead to next season?
Absolutely. We're looking ahead to next season. We're going to be expanding from our main stage. We basically do anywhere from four to five main stage musicals. One, of course, is The Rocky Horror Show, which we are doing our 10th anniversary production this year over at the 24th Street Theater. But we're going to be expanding and starting to do a couple of straight plays in our season. Those are plays that are non-musical plays. And so we're going to be expanding into some of those.
Somebody just had a light bulb moment and said, oh, they're the theater company that does Rocky Horror Picture Show. They're the ones. So since we mentioned it, do you know the dates of that
yes,
one?
Yes, we do. We do the Rocky Horror Show. We do it live. It's not the Shadowcast. There's a lot of great groups that do that in town. We do a full production, and that's going to be opening on October 19th, and it's going to run until November 3rd. And we have some odd dates in there. This year, a little change. We're doing all 8 p.m. performances as opposed to midnights, which was more traditional in the past. But
okay.
So changing it up this year.
And Victoria, you're in that cast too, aren't you?
Yes. I was actually cast as Riff Raff.
So
that'll be fun.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. It's always great to have you here. And Shockheaded Peter was so popular with people. I know you had a lot of sellouts, so I can imagine this one is a great riot too.
Mm-hmm. Such fun.
All right.
That show was kind of like our big, like, we just had so much fun. We're like, can we just do that every year? No, hold it off. No,
yeah,
don't
there was
again.
Probably a moment of, wow, we can do this. We did this too. Well, good. Well, good luck with The Black Rider. And again, we'll post the link for everybody. That is Christopher Cook and Victoria Timoteo. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you,
Continued
Beth.
Success at Green Valley Theater. Again, the show is at Westminster Church, the Presbyterian Church in Sacramento. That link will be at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.
No shadows, no stars. There's no moon and no cars. November.